You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
This is the hour, and this is the time to believe that Jesus Christ the Crucified is the power of God and the wisdom of God.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by one of our guest speakers. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
As we turn to God in prayer, let us remember His love, His forgiveness, His power. Dear God and Father, You know all things. Your creation, providential direction of people and nations, and the gift of Your Son to be Savior of the world testify to Your infinite wisdom. Give us wisdom to believe that Jesus is our Savior and the Lord of us all. Amen. If God were to say to you, "Ask what I shall give you," what would you say? In answer to that question, Solomon asked for wisdom, and here are some words on wisdom from Proverbs 2, verses 1 to 8. "My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom, and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and preserving the way of His saints." Beautiful words, really beautiful. But what do they mean? There are many people today who think they are wise. Some think wisdom is being the first to the moon. Others think wisdom is choosing the right vocation. Still others think wisdom is building barns of material things. Philosophers and theologians debate in their wisdom with theories many cannot understand. Institutions promote what they offer as true wisdom. Politicians, businessmen, laboring people, and advertisers seek to enlighten themselves and others with their brand of wisdom. But you can see as well as I can what wisdom we have. If there is any wisdom in this world, it has to be better than that. It is like the shopper who became confused when she noticed that the articles on the shelves of the neighborhood grocery store where she did her shopping were in disarray. Some little children had playfully moved items from one shelf to the next. Things were not in their usual place. It was only when things were back in their proper place that she felt comfortable and could find her way around again in that store. In life, too, things get out of order. Frequently, greater value is placed on the wisdom of this world rather than the wisdom which God teaches. To place the wisdom of the world higher than God's wisdom is to trust more in the things of men than the truth of God. That is sin, not to know God. It is sin to disregard God. It is sin to ignore Him. It is sin to trust in your own wisdom rather than the wisdom of God. There is no wisdom apart from God. There may be pride, but no wisdom. What then is wisdom? The Scriptures tell us that wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. This fear is not terror, for the war is over, the war between God and you. The cross of Jesus Christ achieved it. Rather, the fear of the Lord is the reverence of God in a holy life. To fear God is to serve Him and to minister to people. St. Paul says, if I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. And James says, who is wise and understanding among you? By his good life let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This wisdom is not such as comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without uncertainty or insincerity. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Only forgiven people can thus fear God. The psalmist writes, if thou, O Lord, shouldst mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Only people who have experience the joy of a conscience cleansed by Christ's blood, who have lost their fear of divine punishment for sin, can truly fear God with the obedient life. For you cannot love a God who hates you and who is ready to disintegrate you with the bolts of his fiery wrath. What is wisdom? It is the knowledge of God. Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God, says Solomon. To know God is to experience His mercy. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practice kindness, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord. Many people today know that God is and believe that he exists. But to really know him is to know that he cares, that in his mercy he forgives us our sins and brings us life and salvation. When you know God that way, then you can respond by practicing faithfulness and kindness toward others. For where there is no knowledge of God, there is no faithfulness or kindness. Hear the word of the Lord, O people of Israel. For the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. There is no faithfulness or kindness and no knowledge of God in the land. There is swearing, lying, killing, stealing, and committing adultery. They break all bounds, and murder follows murder. Therefore the land mourns, and all who dwell in it languish. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And since you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. What is wisdom? It is ultimately Christ Himself. Through Jesus, we know God. Know that our guilt before God is gone and that we are heirs of eternal life. This Jesus is Lord, Lord of all. He humbled Himself and was obedient unto the death of the cross for us. In Jesus Christ, we know God is our Father, who loves us and is willing to have us as His very own. I believe in Him, as do many of you. This is the faith that saves, trusting in Jesus alone for our salvation. This is the faith that is counted by God as righteousness, to believe in Jesus Christ, His Son. I know He is the Savior of the world, and my Savior too. I trust Him to forgive my sins. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Come to Christ for forgiveness. Those who do are wise. This is wisdom. But how is it acquired? God gives you wisdom as you turn your heart and ears to wisdom. As Solomon says, make your ear attentive to wisdom and incline your heart to understanding. The word wisdom is capitalized, of course, for the wisdom to whom we turn is wisdom incarnate, Jesus Christ. God gives us wisdom in the gift of faith. The more we ponder and reflect upon the Lord Jesus, His death and resurrection to bring us to God and eternal glory, the wiser we become. That is, the deeper and richer is our experience of God's love in Christ, and the more diligently and delightedly we manifest that love to others. And you pray for wisdom. Yes, if you cry out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, the Lord gives you wisdom. James writes, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all men generously and without reproaching, and it will be given him. Perhaps you don't have wisdom because you aren't asking for it. It is always God's gift to you, and you have to work for it. For if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, the Lord gives wisdom. Here is the picture of wisdom as silver ore hidden in the earth. You have to look for it and then sweat hard to dig it out. Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. We read in the book of Job that we can discover the precious silver in the mine, but we cannot discover wisdom. Surely there is a mine for silver and a place for gold which they refine. Iron is taken out of the earth and copper is smelted from the ore. Man puts his hand to the flinty rock and overturns mountains by the roots. He cuts out channels in the rocks and his eye sees every precious thing. He binds up the streams so that they do not trickle, and the thing that is hid he brings forth to light. But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Being wise, that is, having a strong faith and increasing in love, is not only a matter of wishing and wanting it. It involves working, practicing the necessary discipline of self, curbing the fleshy appetites. That is wisdom, my friend. Now, what are its blessings? God gives His aid. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity. Yes, God gives His help. He makes people wise. He also gives His help, stored up in rich measure, to the wise. He doles it out in just the right amount and at the right time. You don't have the strength and courage for tomorrow's problems and burdens, but you know the right amount of divine aid will be there when you need it. Now that's a blessing. God promises to give His help to those who believe. He's not going to let you down. He never has. He never will. And another blessing is God's protection. For he guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. This protection is afforded to those who walk in integrity and justice. The word for justice here means right conduct toward the poor and needy. If we feel God's protection has forsaken us, perhaps it is because we have forsaken suffering people and are not protecting them as we should. In the state of Kansas, there is a clinic called the Menninger Foundation. And some years ago, Dr. Menninger began his work there on a small group of developmentally disabled people. Their minds were warped and twisted. They were filled with hatred. They had no desire to live. The doctor realized that what they needed most of all was love. "You can live if you can love," he said again and again. He instructed all his co-workers to make the patients feel that they were loved, to show them affection, and to stimulate in them a love for something or someone. Gradually, the patients began to recover. Before too long, many of them were able to return to society where they lived normal lives. Students from all over the world study at this foundation, learning the importance of love. Dr. Menninger said, "People can live if they can love. Jesus loves us, and his love enables us to love others. Yes, to be full of wisdom is to be loaded with love, God's love to you and your love to others." There is quite a difference between what the world usually calls wisdom and true wisdom. The wisdom of the world looks puny alongside God. Indeed, the foolishness of God is much better than the wisdom of the world. The real wisdom of God and the true wisdom of the world are in the cross of Jesus Christ. He was crucified for us. He died for our sins. He forgives us for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ. We need to say this. We need to be told that Jesus died for us and is alive to give us life. That is the way God does things. It is hard to believe that he would do all the things he did that way, but that's the way it is. You see it all in the cross of Jesus Christ. People believe in Jesus Christ because he is the wisdom of God. True wisdom is to know and love him, and then to let that love out to others. These then are the words on wisdom from the Book of Wisdom. Be wise. Now go and be loaded with love. In Jesus' name, amen.